Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Pastor, we don't know how this listener from another area got our email address, but the question is, does your church believe in children being able to see spirits? My daughter sees them, and we need to find a church in our area that will help guide us. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Wow, what a question this is. This family, now this is, some of you would probably wonder some of these things yourself and wonder, where in the world did something like this come from? So I'm going to just try to get right into this, and hopefully this will help some of you that may have had encountered people that have said the same thing. Now, in the Bible, we have the undeniable fact about the existence of spirits and their activity. Ephesians 6:12 tells us of four categories of spirits: principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. We are also told that we wrestle against them. We learn in James 4, verses 7 through 10, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners. Purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted. Mourn. Weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. You see, there is a need to resist the devil. To do that, we submit ourselves to God in all that he teaches us through his holy word, the Bible. Now, it will involve separating from the things of the world and being separated unto God. I've never been involved in what you see on TV about men who go through all kinds of gyrations to cast out a demon. We see Christ cast them out in the New Testament, as did the Apostle Paul by their mere word, speaking in the authority of God. Now, I have not seen spirits. I don't know if one can see a spirit since it's of the invisible world. Now, God, on a rare occasion, allowed them to be seen in the Bible days. I visited a young man who told me he saw devils. He said that while I was talking to him from the Word of God and praying with him. He said that the spirits went away. Well, I certainly, while I was sitting there talking to him and witnessing to him and praying, I actually didn't see any spirits and did not specifically call on God to cast them out. They left, is what this young man said, and evidently they came back because a few weeks later the same young man committed suicide, unfortunately. Now, what you need in a church is not one that will entertain your daughter. Rather, a church that will teach her the Word of God, the Bible. Now, I personally believe, after study of the Bible and ancient customs, that spirits are involved in rock-type music. 3,000 years ago, parents were offering their babies unto Baal. After teaching the parents to do this, they would have the day that was to be the day they offered their babies. A loud music would be played with a strong beat. And as the beat of the drum grows stronger, it would work the people up into a frenzy. And then that would cause them to voluntarily offer the baby in the fire. When Moses was coming off the mount, Joshua thought that there was war getting ready to happen. He heard the loud beat of the drum. He did not know it was for partying. He thought it was war. That music was also religious. As a matter of fact, that music was even dedicated to God. And it was so wrong, it made God angry. And he was ready to destroy all of the children of Israel and start over. Stay away from a church that uses contemporary music styles. That music is of the devil. Because it has Christians' words in it, they think it makes it good. as the children of Israel thought their music in the wilderness made their sin good because they dedicated it unto God. Finally, make sure the Bible the church uses is King James. It is translated from the right and best manuscripts in English. You don't want a corrupted version of the Bible with which to deal with devils. Well, I hope this answers your question, and thank you for writing and asking us this thing that I'm sure is very important to you. Well, Mr. Announcer, let's have the next question.
Pastor, another listener in Texas who listens to us via Internet, FBN Radio, writes this. My son is going to marry a Mormon girl. My wife ignores this issue and carries on as if there's no problem. I believe she'll be going to the wedding, but I have reservations. Many of my family are putting pressure on me to go, but they are not saved people. This is very heavy on my heart, and I need to know exactly what the Bible-believing Christian should do. Can you give me input? Oh, by the way, keep preaching the word.
Well, this comes all the way from the state of Texas, and I want to thank you for listening to us on FBN, the Fundamental Broadcasting Network. You can go to our website at sermonaudio.com/Central Baptist and click on Sermons by Bible to hear a sermon on a book that we may have recorded. There are over 2,000 sermons on the website. Now, I have been faced with the same problem twice. One relative was going to marry a Catholic girl. A priest was going to perform the wedding. I let them know that I had a Bible conviction about it and would not go. I let his bride know that it's not personal against her, but it was scriptural in favor of Christ. I did not go to the wedding. A couple of years later, they were visiting church on a Sunday morning. And as I gave the invitation, she left her seat and came forward and accepted Christ as Savior. Although she did not fully understand why, she did realize I did not stay away because of animosity toward her. In another issue, a very close relative of mine left her husband and moved in with another man. Well, when that relative wanted to come and visit us, I said no. She decided to marry this other man. And I would not go to the wedding, let alone perform the wedding for this relative. And one of the relatives thought, well, that's being cruel. But at least they knew why I didn't go to the wedding. Now, later, the man that she had run off with got saved. They both then came to me to ask forgiveness. And I told them, you know, I couldn't forgive them. It has to be God. But, yes, I in my heart, what I could do, I did, you know. They were relatives, and I wanted to have things right. But I told them they needed to apologize, both of them, to the ex-husband, who, by the way, had remarried someone else. Well, they did that. And today I have a good relationship with the two of them. Now, 2 Corinthians 6:14-18, 1 Corinthians 7, deals on remarriage of a widow. And it says there, only in the Lord. On the one hand, I think you should talk to the Mormon girl and try to lead her to Christ. Next, you need to tell her why you're against the wedding. Let her know it is scriptural and not a personal vendetta. Now, personally, I believe going to the wedding would show capitulation. There may be a cost of family pressure. But remember, if a person is not right with God, they lack the capacity to understand spiritual things. So therefore, we must often ask God for grace to bear the problems that result, but to bear it for His glory. Well, my friend, I'll be praying for you, and I really hope that this is a help to you. Again, this is your decision to make, and I understand that it's not an easy thing, but before God, you need to do whatever is the right thing.
Pastor Andy, another listener writes this. I was listening to your broadcast on 90.3 FM tonight when you said, there is some good in Mormon and Muslim religions. Can you explain what's good in their religion? I've read books on both religions and find that they are deviant. What good can there be in that? I enjoy your broadcast and listen each night. and I stand with you on the King James Bible. I just simply don't understand what you mean by this.
Okay, I have another listener here, and I want to thank you for writing a question. Another listener from the radio on 90.3 FM in Haines City, Florida. And again, we appreciate getting letters from them. Now, let me help you to understand. We've also heard from people, for example, the Caribbean islands that hear us over the Caribbean Lighthouse Radio. And those were not necessarily questions they asked. They just wrote to kind of encourage us in the ministry. But I also want you to know that I may not get letters from every radio station or from all the countries of the Internet, but we will cover some questions that we've had in here. But I appreciate this. So this is good. And let me go ahead and answer this question. Thank you for emailing me, and thank you for listening to our broadcast. I need to hear these things because it means I didn't make myself clear enough about it. Now, by some good, it is meant that in these religions, you may find that they dress modestly if they adhere to their stated beliefs. The Mormons, on the one hand, do much in helping the poor. The Muslims are about modesty and respect for their elders. Now, all of these things are more in line of morally good, just as Catholics stand against abortion. However, the biblical spiritual good is what they lack because they lack Christ. They lack His Spirit and His salvation. When I lived in Arizona, I led a Mormon lady to Christ. She had previously been a Catholic, and I asked her how she got involved with Mormonism from Catholicism. And she told me this. Well, they held seminars almost weekly on the family and spoke of loving the family, doing things together, being true to your mate only, and taught to instruct your children in morals, ethics, and manners. Even unsaved people see the need for these things and would call them good. Well, Satan is a deceiver, and he parades as an angel of light, 2 Corinthians 11:13-15. Now, although I recorded that sermon you heard 3 or 4 months ago, the idea behind it was that Satan uses what looks good to deceive people into following the rest of the religion. It's kind of like cheese in a mousetrap. I obviously failed to make that clear in my teaching. I stand also in the King James Bible, as do you. I am a separatist. And I just basically work with people of like doctrine and faith. For an example, I just mainly work with other independent fundamental Baptists who take a similar stance as what we would. Well, I hope this clears up your matter. I thank you once again for writing me because this helps me in future recordings to make sure I make clarifications. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.